What we have done so far in the first three sessions are what I call primary movements of the back and spine. We turned right and left, we tilted side to side, and we were looking up and down, and we also did some variations with the eyes. And in this session, we're going to put all those together in some unique ways to help you, help your nervous system, bring all the various patterns of sitting and actually, they're not just about sitting, right? I mean, if you have a healthy back and spine and sitting, that's going to generalize to other areas of your life. But we're going to put those all together in a functional and flexible and integrated manner. So as you've done before, find a comfortable chair to sit on without wheels, without a lot of padding. Come forward on the chair so that your back is not resting on the back of the chair. And close your eyes for a moment. And notice your contact with the floor through your feet. And notice your contact with the chair, how you're sitting right now. And whatever else comes to mind. And please interlace your fingers and put them behind your head. And lower your head and look down. Then raise your head and look up. We did that in one of the earlier sessions. And what did, if you've done that session, what did you do before to make it an easier, simpler movement? You invited participation from your shoulders, from your ribs, your spine. You invited your lower body to participate, your hips and pelvis. That's nice. So you're lowering your head and looking down. And then raising your head and looking up, up towards the high parts of the wall in front of you, perhaps even to the ceiling. Without strain, without pain. And remember also that you can round your back as you look down and your pelvis rolls backwards, right? That's nice. And as you look up, you can find a place where you roll your pelvis forward and arch your back. Your stomach comes out a bit. That's nice. So you get a little bit taller and relax your face, your jaw, your pelvis, your breath as you do this, and then come back down. Concentrate on not making this a big movement, but making it a pleasurable movement. Not making it a large movement, but making it a gentle movement. Okay, please stop. Please stop, lower your hands and rest for a moment. With your eyes open or your eyes closed. With your eyes closed, it's a little bit easier to focus on the sensations of your body and your breathing. That's nice. So again, interlace your fingers behind your head. And then tilt your head left and right. Now, in a previous session, we had our hands on top of our head while doing this movement, right? This time, leave them behind your head. Hands interlaced behind your head. And tilt your head to the left. And tilt your head to the left and to the right. And since your hands are connected to your head, it's not just your head tilting, your shoulders tilt. There's some movement in your upper back, your lower back. Feel the pressure in your feet changing as you go from one side to the other. And remember to notice, are you really going straight down to one side and the other without turning? So in reality, your face, the orientation of your face to, say, the wall in front of you should not be changing. Or if you, for example, if you had an imaginary window on your nose, your nose would be making contact with the window all the way through. Right? Or if you were doing this, say, for instance, if you were doing this movement on the floor would stop you from tilting or turning forward or back. You'd just be going right and left. So that's what you're looking for here, tilting side to side. And notice how that movement gets transferred from one foot to the other, from one buttock to the other. Okay, nice. That's nice. Please stop. Please rest. Lower your hands and arms. I'm curious, as you've gone through these various sessions, if you felt some changes in your work. For example, is it easier to sit in front of a computer or whatever workspace you have and to feel more balanced? Theoretically, as you go through and do more and more Feldenkrais sessions, as you release habitual tensions, your body's actually doing less work because there's muscles that were habitually tight have relaxed and loosened. It's not simply just work in terms of the muscles. It's also work in the brain. You know, we have habitual tension in our muscles. There's a corresponding space, so to speak, in the nervous system that has to keep that pressure up. And once the tension releases, we actually have more space. I'm using this metaphorically, but we actually have more space in our brain for other activities. So it's not just physical flexibility, it's mental flexibility. Feldenkrais used to say, what we're not after is flexible bodies, but flexible minds. All right, so again, interlace your fingers, put them behind your head, please. And turn your head to look left and then right. Look left and look right. So your interlaced hands are behind your head, and you're turning as if to see a sound on one side of yourself and then the other. Of course, your hands are behind your head. They create a constraint. They make it so that the movement's a little bit different. And there's actually multiple ways you could do this particular movement. So you could have your hands behind your head, and you could have your head turning relative to your hands as you go from one side to the other. So for example, as you turn to the right, your head can be sort of like a ball on the back of your head, on the back of your hands, and that ball could be rolling. So try that. That may be the way you're doing it already. And then another way to do it would be to have the head fixed on the hands. So as you turn to the right and to the left, the head does not roll on the hands. So try that as well. Two different movements. Wonderful. Okay, so that was sort of a recap of the first three sessions from this series with some small variations. And now let's integrate these movements in some unique ways. These are some of my favorite movements coming up. They made a very, very big impact for me as I was working on my computer. I spent a lot of time at the computer, and I've had positive feedback from some of my students and clients as well. So the next time that you come back to the middle or neutral position, can you please drop your head down? Drop it down just a bit, only a comfortable amount. Don't get ambitious. All right. So then you're dropping your head down. Your hands are behind your head. Your elbows should probably be coming, you know, a little bit closer together so that they're held with very little muscular effort. And in this position, can you turn your head? Don't tilt your head, but turn your head a little bit to the left and then come back to the middle. So you can think of it as turning your face. So your nose is sort of going in an arc to the left and then come back to the middle. All right, so stop that for a moment. Tilt your left ear toward your left shoulder and then come back. Okay, that's tilting. That's not what we're going for here. You want to turn your head to the left and then back to the middle. It could be a very small movement. Doesn't matter how, you know, large it is. And your arms are attached to the back of your head so that your arms come along for the ride. Now, for many people, not all, but for many people, there's a slight movement to the side as if their body wanted to look up, tilt up, straighten up towards the ceiling on the left side. Do you get a sense of that? Do you get a sense that as you come to the left, you could actually turn up to the left and straighten up? And go ahead and try that. So you turn to the left, and then you straighten up comfortably as you turn in a bit of a spiral movement. You're looking up somewhere off to your left. It doesn't have to be directly to your left. It could be just at a 30-degree angle or a 45-degree angle, whatever seems comfortable for you. And then spiral back down, looking down. And then repeat that. And focus on the pleasure of this movement. If you feel strain or pain, then find a way to change the path of the movement. If you don't feel like you're actually getting it, that's fine. Just focus on the pleasure of the movement. So you begin to turn your head to the left with your hands behind your head. And at some point, you look up even more to the left and you kind of spiral up to a sitting position. Probably not a normal sitting position that you're in, but a sitting position nonetheless. And then come back down. Good. All right. And please stop that for a moment. Lower your hands and rest. My apologies. We went a few minutes there without a rest, but I'm hoping at this point in the series, this is what, the fourth session that you've done, presumably, and maybe you've done other Feldenkrais sessions before, so you're learning more and more how to just take care of your own comfort and rest when you need to. And notice in particular if these last few movements did something to your posture. That is, did they do something to how you are sitting right now? Has the orientation of your spine changed somehow? Are you sitting more to the right or more to the left or more tilted right or left or more neutral or something going on in your neck? What's different for you? For many of us that are computer jocks, these sessions can make a huge difference in our sitting and in our action. Okay, interlace your fingers behind your head again. Bring your fingers in front of you, interlace them, and then put them behind your head. And once again, let your head drop down. Your shoulders drop down. Your spine bends. So you're folded over. Good. And then go up and back down. As you've done before, you're just opening up and then folding down. Great. Now, the next time you come down a comfortable amount where you can stay for a while, stay there and turn your head to the right. So your face turns as well. You're not tilting your right ear towards your right shoulder, but you're turning your head to the right. And then come back down. And then notice again on this side, is there a place or a space where you naturally start to extend upwards as if you wanted to sit up to your right side? And then do so. Find a place where you could turn up. So you turn your face to the right, your elbows go to the right, you're twisting. And then at some point, you turn up towards the wall in front of you or to your side, to your right side, and then come back up. And then come back down. Spiraling up and down in a comfortable way, in a comfortable manner. And do that a few times. Perhaps experiment with the direction. That is, where do you come up to the right? Where was your nose pointed? Where is your face pointed? Again, focus on your pleasure. Stop anytime you want to. There shouldn't be any strain. And the next time that you come up to the right, if you're still doing it, can you also keep going up towards the ceiling? So you're looking up towards the ceiling or higher up on the wall, whatever's comfortable for you. And then go back down. Very nice. And please stop. And please rest. Are you feeling some interesting sensations and changes in your back? And perhaps throughout your rib cage in the back, maybe in the front, maybe somewhere else. And now let's put those two movements together. So interlace your hands, put them behind your head, and come down to the middle. And then choose a side to turn your head to, either right or left, whichever seems more comfortable to you. As you turn to that one side, at some point, find a place where it seems natural to spiral up to the side and come to a more upright position, and then look up towards the ceiling if you can, and then spiral back down in the same manner. And then when you come down to the middle, turn your head to the other side and spiral up to the other side and look up towards the ceiling. Do that a few more times, focusing on making it pleasurable, making it easy. You can smile as you do this. You can breathe as you do this. Relax the tongue in your mouth. Relax your face. And feel how it's a full body movement as you go from one side to the other. There's a change in the pressure on your feet. There's a change in how you're sitting on the chair. That's nice. Finding an easy rhythm to do this movement, a nice easy rhythm, a speed and manner that's pleasurable. And when you're ready, please stop, lower your hands and arms. And just notice, what do you sense in the relationships between your neck and shoulders and your spine and ribs? Do you feel an opening up, an expansion of your body, of yourself? Or not so much. How we feel about any individual session is very often a very unique experience from one person to the other. And very often it's a unique experience from one time that we do the lesson to the next time. Especially if you do a session and do other Feldenkrais sessions and then come back to it, your movement, the sessions will provoke you to consistently evolve your movement. Okay, once again, interlace your fingers. Put your hands behind your head. Fold yourself down a comfortable amount. And once or twice, just once or twice more, turn your head to one side and spiral up to that side and come down. And turn your head to the other side and spiral up to that side, finding how you can make that movement easier and simpler. Just once or twice. And now the next time you do that movement, stop in the middle. Stop with your head down in the middle. We're going to begin to initiate the movement, but we're not going to do the entire movement. And what I'd like you to do is, for starters, go to the left. So begin to turn your head a little bit to the left, as if you're going to move up to the left, but have your eyes move towards your right elbow. That's nice. And then come back to the middle. So you initiate the movement, turning your head to the left and going up a little bit to the left, but your eyes go to the right. And as you go back down to the middle, your eyes go to the middle as your head goes to the middle. So your eyes and head moving in opposite directions. Notice what's going on in your spine, in your neck. Breathe as you do this. That's nice. And now the next time you stop in the middle, can you turn a little bit to your right as if you're going to go up to your right, but have your eyes go to the left? And then bring everything back down to the middle again. So your hands are behind your head. You're spiraling up just a little bit to the right as your eyes go to the left. And then as your head comes back down, your eyes go to the middle. You got that? Make it gentle. Make it simple. And now please, can you combine those two movements? So move up to one side, to your right, as your eyes go to the left, and come back down to the middle. And then move up to the left as your eyes go to the right. And then as you come back down, your head and eyes are pointing down. Do that on both sides. And remember, you're not coming up to sit. You're not spiraling to the side. You're making this movement as small and as comfortable as you can make it and really feel that your eyes and head are moving in the opposite direction. Very nice. And when you've explored that sufficiently for now, can you please stop and rest? Lower your hands and arms, come to a sitting position and rest. Notice your contact with the floor through your feet. Notice your contact with the chair. Notice the orientation of your body, right to left, forward to back. Notice whatever sense of balance that you have. And one last time, let's do one more movement. Interlace your fingers, interlace your hands, put your hands behind your head, and fold yourself. And then as you did earlier, turn your head to the left and move up, spiral up to the left side. Is that easier now? Have you found a more efficient pathway? Are the parts of your body moving more efficiently? And come back down to the middle, fold yourself into the middle and turn your head to the right. And then look up to the right. That's nice. Finding how you can make this a full, complete, full body movement. Full body pleasurable movement. As you come up on one side into the other, remember you can kind of push out your belly. You can bend your pelvis a little bit. Make an arch in your spine. Look up towards the ceiling. And as you come back down to the middle, you may find it's easy to roll your pelvis down. That's nice. Then you come back up to the other side. Making an arch in that back, looking up to the ceiling, but only if it's comfortable. Very nice. Okay, that's probably enough for now. Please stop. Lower your hands and arms and rest. And these movement sequences, like many Feldenkrais sequences, are rather unique. So there's no need to get them all at once. You can take your time learning them. If you didn't feel like you got it or correctly, that's fine. You could be wrong. You could have actually done it perfectly, but maybe it just didn't feel as pleasurable as you would like it to. But you can stop, come back to the session in a few days or a few weeks after you've done more sessions, after you've repeated earlier sessions, or after you've perhaps purchased and done an entirely new Feldenkrais session. There's literally hundreds. Who knows? There might be thousands, but there's at least a little bit over 1,000 of these that I know of, these various types of Feldenkrais sessions, some done lying on the floor, many done lying on the floor. Some of them are done in sitting. So experiment. It's not about practicing certain sessions, but you can always repeat them if you'd like. And when you're ready, take a moment, please, and stand up. Walk around a bit and notice what's different in your standing. How are you moving differently? How are you moving more easily? And memorize on some level, if you'd like to, any feelings of ease and comfort that you have and where you would like them available to you in the future. Perhaps next time you sit down to write or work in the computer, or sleep, or drive. Imagine this sense of comfort and these movements being available for you. And as usual, repeat any portion of this session in your mind's eye that you'd like to. And get ready for the next session. Hope you enjoyed that. Bye-bye.